90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days.
A rainy day podcast.
What is up, my quarantined rainy day podcast fans? How are you? I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
And we argue about 90 Day Fiancé. And if you are triggered, please eject now.
We really do like each other.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm just kidding. I love my wife.
I love my husband.
This is just an experiment. We just do this for fun.
I get kind of sassy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Relax.
Hey.
Everybody's nice.
Did you write a song? You haven't sang to me today.
What?
You haven't sang to me today.
No, I haven't.
Hello. You get to singing.
What? Why would I do that? I'm confused.
Come on, it's Usman.
Oh.
And Lisa. She's like, you haven't sang to me today.
I didn't remember that. She's, oh boy.
Anyway.
I'm going to start saying that too. You haven't sang to me today.
I wish we had a video for that fucking look. Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy.
So much, Charles, who's just being a... Charles is Charles. Charles has not been groomed in over 2 months, so therefore he's stinky.
Mainly it's his fingernails, his toenails that need to be trimmed. His
butt juice, too.
Okay, stop.
All right. Matt and Isla? I don't know how to say it. Season 4, they welcome their first baby.
Congratulations
to them. The name is Emmalyn Grace Ryan. Nice. 4/29/2020. Now, check out this. Paul and Carini, rumors.
Mm.
Expecting Truth. A second baby.
Because Frauda blew that
what?
Case wide open. Yeah. And then I actually saw a post where Carini took a selfie and then drew a heart over her tummy.
Wow. Wait, how do we know it's Paul's?
Stop it.
What?
Are you... You guys, I get accused of being a monster. And Nick is... Every comment is how wonderful he is. And you would say that?
Oh, God. No, I'm not wonderful. I know I'm not wonderful.
Well, everyone else thinks you are.
No, I know. Anyway. Ed accused...
Oh, boy.
Has been accused of sexual harassment by a former coworker. Yeah. Actually, sexual harassment and assault. She said it lasted 9 months. She can't go into much details because of an NDA.
Oh, meaning like she settled out of court?
I don't know.
Huh.
But an NDA means that it's like it was serious. And then there should be a paper trail, and I would like to see some receipts.
Well, if it was a civil suit and there was a settlement.
I want to see something.
Then you won't see anything because that's what part you of can't, the settlement.
Do you, but there's no record of there being a trial?
There's not necessarily a trial if they settle. And so it's,
that's true.
Hey, yeah. You know what? I'll give you this if you shush and sign this and don't say anything.
I don't know, man.
But Ed, he's on my list. He's not. He's on the not on my top of the people on this program I don't like list, but he's high.
Okay.
Yeah. He's up near the tippy top.
I got it. Wait, when do I talk about this? Well, let's just talk about it now.
Hmm.
All the people... Every single person that is now being brought onto the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, all of them have this like pull, like this magnetization to fame. They want fame.
There's no magnet. They just want it. It doesn't mean
not,
that.
Not magnet.
And they think that's like. Word.
But they want it so bad.
Yeah.
They have a following already. They want to increase it.
I didn't have a following already.
No, but a lot of these guys. Already Please. Did.
Okay.
And they will sacrifice their whole like life for because you're literally going into the lion's den when you put yourself in front of the 90
and
Day
he fam. Has here's the what I don't understand. Like he's been getting love from the internets.
For what?
I don't he's been like
for being
Tori Spelling did like a oh my god, I'm fangirling or maybe he said it to her but she like was in one of his lives. And that right there, if
what
that is.
Yeah, this
storytelling,
this season,
great book.
This season, I think, is shit, but it's been getting a lot of attention.
Well, it's because this program is great and because we're quarantined. Everyone is stuck in the home.
I walked into the season like, yeah, this is going to be good. And then now I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, this season sucks.
We're quarantined. This is why Tiger King is so popular, because people need this in their lives when they don't have
I think it's also interaction with humans. We have so much. We have now have fraud to like the fraud to like pull back the
curtain.
Yeah. Well, for me personally, I'm like,
I don't need Friday to tell me that some of these fools are.
Neither do I. It. But it's like now I look at everything and I'm like, yeah, this is.
Totally it's all fake. Yeah. But that's why suspension of disbelief.
In the beginning, I was like,
No.
I totally. They were maybe TLC was better at it than making me believe that this bullshit was real.
But Nick, you
didn't
watch the first few seasons.
I've watched most of all.
No,
this
you
shit.
Haven't, because the first few seasons were. Normal people.
I watched the old dude in Florida with the.
That was not okay.
I thought that was the first season.
I don't know, but there was.
He
some
bought like a little Miata,
people.
And he was touching the windows
because his wife had a Miata.
yeah. That guy. I thought that was the first season.
I don't think that was the first. I don't remember the season, but there was like normal people.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Avery was answering some fan questions on IG. And they were assuming that Ash and her were still together because she was responding like positively about the questions. Mm. And then Avery responded to that fan's like, you may be surprised. I could be someone who can come from a place of love in my responses, regardless of the person is my ex or not. So she's kind of,
I know. I like that little twist because I want to say they're not together.
Nah, what are you talking about? He came to Seattle twice.
Ash?
Yeah. Oh, boy. He's been spotted.
Twice. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying what I want.
Yeah, okay. Molly and Cynthia. In 2013, had a Lifetime show called Double Divas. And it ran
for their bra show?
Yep. It helped them find the perfect bra. Yep. Now they are taking the same material of lingerie and making masks out of them.
Nice. By the way, as a woman in her 40s, I would pay big money to have like a professional bra fitting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that important?
But... Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Word.
FYI.
F to the YI.
Ready to roll?
Yes, but no. I'm pausing it for a second.
Okay,
sorry. My laptop was about to die, so I had to go get my cord. Anyway, Avery and Ash, let's get into it.
Okay.
Now, we're picking up where Ash walks off.
And, producer, what's going comes on? After him, like, what are you doing, dude?
You always have a thing where the producer starts talking. It's like,
God, it's my favorite. right off the top, I have a petty corner.
Oh. Kristen's petty corner.
Okay. So, I don't know. I got flashes of Mariposa, which I don't know if you know what the Mariposa store is, but it was a store in the early 90s where a lady could go, a young girl could go to get her first suit. And that suit is going to be shiny, and it's going to be made of some shiny polyester material. And I feel like that is what Ash was wearing. His suit was glimmering in the night sky like a Mariposa.
Mariposa. Okay.
You never heard of that?
Never.
Oh, I got one of my not prom, but what is it? Homecoming dresses at the Mariposa, but.
Okay.
Everything's very highly flammable at the Mariposa. You know?
It's like H&M?
No, H&M is nice. This is what? Mariposa.
H&M is not H&M nice. H&M is. Come on.
Okay. Well, anyway, Ash, I don't know where you got your little suit jacket there that you felt like was what you needed to wear at the seminar, but it was shiny. I don't like anything shiny. All
right.
That's all.
So we're post-fight. And let's get into this clip.
And he just walks off.
Look, she looks like amazed. Like, I cannot believe this guy is supposed to be a relationship coach and he sucks at relationships.
Yeah.
She didn't
attack you. That's fine, but she was telling you the truth.
Do you
Sorry
feel
the
like
truth
she
hurts.
Attacked you?
No.
I think she was just being honest.
Yeah, she told the truth. The truth hurt.
Oh, I am team Avery all the way on this one.
Who isn't?
Do I take care of you? Do I make you feel safe? Do I actually make you feel like you're a woman?
But she is a woman. She doesn't need you to make her feel like a woman, really?
Like you're a woman? What the hell? This is what got him into trouble to begin with. He thinks Dumb men down. Have to act like this. Women have to act like this.
I'm trying to get to know you. And then you come at me the way that you're responding.
And in my mind, I'm like, what do you want more?
Apology for being a damn pig.
No.
Robert's telling you you're a pig. Right
now.
Okay.
No.
Don't touch me right now. Damn right, don't touch me.
What did you think of the don't touch me part?
Yeah, I would have done the same thing. Because you know what? This fool.
That's like far, though.
Don't touch. She's pissed. Don't touch me. I'm sure I've said that. When I'm mad, like, just. Actually, you don't try to, like,
I don't try.
Come towards me.
That's true.
And then I'll be. But here's the deal with this. Oh, do you want me to let you finish?
It's like two, 10 more seconds.
Carried himself today. It's worrying me about moving forward in our relationship.
Yeah, anyway, go.
I don't think this man has ever been questioned.
Yeah, I agree. I think his looks and his
and
physicality.
He like, look over here.
Yeah, he's.
I hear what you're saying. And
he's a very good magician.
You.
Like
he's
you know,
a magician.
The word he's yes. always got the words. Then he can fall back on looks, and when that doesn't happen, you know.
But nothing he says means anything when he's like,
it doesn't
"I
matter.
Acknowledge that. I hear you. I understand."
He says
yes,
the perfect things to
people that don't actually like
listen or
want to hear what you're like really feeling. And Avery's too smart for him. Like he's like. Yeah. Great with the dum-dums, but this one is smart, and wow. So she's like, listen, actually.
I'm sure CN loves you.
Who?
CN. Her. His ex.
Oh. I have a whole theory about this whole thing at the end, by the way. But anyway. Okay, so the next day, Ash crying in the hallway. This man has never been questioned, and this is like, he's breaking the fuck down.
He's going through a situation. He's like, you know, he's like just trying to figure it all out. He's trying to figure out the right word. He's not, he's trying to figure out the right words.
No,
use.
He's not. He says she's like a pit bull. She just won't let go. All she's saying is like, hey, buddy, you sounded like a sexist. Do you really believe this?
Yesterday, as a coach, I failed to communicate properly.
That's the saying of lightly.
Yeah, understatement of the century.
Do you want to come talk to me?
Yeah, I'm just thinking how to approach that right now. You're a very hard person, you know that.
See, there you go with the insults. What you need to do is just talk.
Feel you're very heartless.
What?
Oh my God.
Yo! He turns it around to make himself look like the victim.
Nothing about her was heartless.
I can't with him.
You actually hurt people very deep.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you actually
monster,
come and
Avery.
Explain things to me?
Sure.
See, most women he can intimidate with his
yep.
bullshit talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
She doesn't fall for it.
I
yep.
feel you're here to you want you like hurting me.
What? Master yeah. manipulator.
He is Gaslight City.
Oh my God, this part right here. I feel like you like hurting me. What?
She Dude. Asked you a goddamn
Bro.
Question.
Okay, so now let me just play from the guys. So often. I play devil's advocate. I try to see both sides.
Yeah, and you always win. Okay.
And in this case, I want to just bring to light Ash's standpoint.
Mm, okay.
So he had just gotten pummeled at his seminar. And he, you know, beat down, feeling defeated, pointed out that he's not good at his job. And in that moment of weakness, he needed some support.
Mm-hmm. I hear that, yes.
He didn't get it.
Right.
He was looking for some support from the person he loves, and the person he loves took that gaping wound that he had just served and then just
understood.
Hey, is there more stuff in here? Like, let me pull away some flesh and check out.
I think if he had said, oh my God, I totally misspoke. Like, I sounded like a fool.
That's
You're
not
right.
That's not the point.
No, but he was like, no, They just didn't understand me. And I was, he doubled down on himself. And then she's like, what?
He did.
So I get it. Like, I do get the point of, like, you want somebody in, when you're in your lowest moment to be like, I love you and it's cool. You're cool.
But none of that was
number
said.
One. No, because
ever.
She doesn't know him enough to, like, know that he's a good dude. She knows what she's seen online and over the FaceTimes. And so she's been very clear. Like, I'm trying to figure out who this fool is.
Yeah, I get it.
And so this she gave is him concerning. No
breaks. She gave him no grace, no breaks, no nothing. Not she didn't take her foot off the pedal at all.
In what we saw,
true,
one.
True.
And then number two, she asks him a question and he freaks the F out. Yeah, like,
that's true too.
Buddy.
Agreed.
How about say, oh, I misspoke. No. He says, they didn't understand me. I was trying to say this. And he fought. Like, that's what I have a problem with.
Extraordinaire.
Please, I feel like a dog right now you've kicked.
Am I supposed to Lord. Pretend like I don't see red flags?
You didn't listen to me. You didn't hear me. You didn't hear my pain.
I'm not going to deal with this.
Okay.
Like, I'm done mentally.
But she doesn't care.
And then he flips out. Then he flips out. He's like, yo, I'm getting my shit. He
can't handle his shit. Because let me tell you, I truly believe no one has ever pointedly questioned him. Because he's been able to get away with it with his, look over here, lights. And here's the little.
I'll say this. Yeah, it does not. That's happened to me before. It does not feel good to be questioned when you are in a place, somewhat a place of authority. I don't want to say authority, but like if you're in a, this is your domain. Someone walks into your domain.
Clearly not his domain.
Obviously not, but and now someone's questioning you.
Or just someone's questioning you. Camera, but also
someone's questioning you in general.
That sucks. Yeah,
if you're being pressed against the wall.
But when you can't actually take a step back and say, "You're right."
Most people initially can't.
He's a grown ass man.
Doesn't matter how grown you are; it's how experienced in life you are. And like, all right. I know what it's like to be wrong. I know what it's like to admit I'm wrong. Most people are defensive right away.
I know, but like I'm really good There's at admitting walls. When I'm wrong because I'm wrong all the time. But like the people, I don't know. Maybe I have a hard
some people
part are, in my heart for people that can't admit when they're wrong.
Yeah, some people just aren't emotionally but he adept.
Goes on the offense, and that's what really ticked me off. That's why Ed is not my... worst dislike.
And actually, I'm done.
She doesn't Ooh. Care. She doesn't care. Break He's up done. And blah, blah, blah. He's That's done. It.
I don't understand why he's that mad.
Because she hurt his ego.
Right now, I don't know if I want to move forward with this relationship.
What do you mean you don't know? Please get Please rid of him.
Run.
Run.
All right.
Here's what really ticked me off. If you want to know my opinion.
Talk to me.
When he says, oh, there's an issue. It's not with me. It's with you. That is when, like, I got, like what you said before, I totally get, like, he wanted somebody to be like, babe, I'm so sorry that today went shitty. Like, I love you. It's going to be okay. And by the way, do you really think that? But, like, she started with it. Do you really think that? Get it. But when he threw in the, you're the problem.
He's getting. I would.
But you know why I love Avery?
It took too far. What?
She's like, he's trying to deflect on me. No, no.
She's pretty strong.
She's strong, and I love it.
Yeah. All right. Let's
you
go.
Didn't hear my pain, Nick. You didn't hear my pain.
Scenes from the next.
Avery, I'm gonna leave right now. If you care, show me something. Tell me that you love me.
He was extremely worked up, and I don't want that at all in a partner.
He can't take anything.
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
I don't think he knew.
67%.
Can I do have something I want to say.
What's up?
I want to question you.
Oh, okay. What?
Okay. So, a little bit prior to this, we learned that this was the day that they were going to go and meet the ex-wife and the son.
Mm-hmm. That shit got derailed.
And then he flips out what seemingly is very unnecessarily. Do you think that he's just like looking for a reason? Because we all know he does not Juan, the ex-wife, and Avery to meet.
Yeah, that's a
this. This is a good meltdown to have. Like, nope, I'm not gonna do it. That's my theory.
Okay, you might be onto something.
Thank you.
All right, let's move it on to the lovely, the plump
lips. What?
The plump lips, Darcy. Okay. What?
Okay. My favorite part of this whole thing was her sending back the rickety-ass Dulles key.
She tried to be like Chantel. I don't know. I'm calling you out on that one. But did I write that as a petty corner? No. But anyway, she has this like freshly new top, whatever she was wearing. She still had the pleats in her cuffs were like pressed.
She's fine.
I don't know. She's too much camera. Too much for the camera.
Oh, that am I, is that the key?
No.
Hold on. I know what she's doing. She's sending him my key back.
Yes, you're right. This is the key that Tom gave me. Key. I don't need any more empty promises. It's goodbye to the key. Goodbye
she
to Tom.
It out.
Oh, I'm back in New York feeling quite calm, actually. I don't think I'm ever going to see Darcy again.
Oh my gosh, it's Shannon, it's the new woman.
Oh. He's such a piece of poop.
Shannon Toronto.
Canadian? Okay, hold on. Oh, shit. Why is she a piece of poop?
Why is... Oh, she's not.
No, why is he a piece of poop? Just because he is jumping here?
He's jumping, yes. And he was like, I still... Remember, like, 2 minutes ago when he's like, I just still love her, I have to go away. And then
okay, let's finish the clip then. Hold on. Let's finish the clip.
Oh my gosh, it's Shannon, it's the new woman.
Oh, Tommy Wayne, no good.
Shannon Toronto.
Canadian? She's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. Shannon must be like very lenient about relationship. Hey, can you wait for a minute? I just want to check on Darcy if she's eligible for another relationship. If not, I'm gonna come back to her.
God.
I was going to fly back to the UK, but I thought, no, if I'm so close, why don't I just fly back to Toronto and spend some time with you?
Oh, well, no.
Yes.
He's making his rounds.
Can you get to the airport if you want?
Yeah, you come and pick me up from the airport. That'd be nice.
Unlike you did to Darcy when you made her take a car.
Truth.
All right. Now, a couple things here. Now, I'm gauging Shannon's reactions to Tom's niceties. It's like, oh, you're so beautiful. And blah, blah, blah.
She was very...
His measured. That was what I wrote. Measured.
Very much so, yeah, yes. She's like, thanks. I mean, maybe I'll come pick you up.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It wasn't a given. I like that.
Yeah, it was a...
But, yeah, she was very... Every answer was...
Very calculated.
Very calculated. And I liked it. You know what I didn't like?
What?
When she's like, so, you saw Darcy. Like, did you feel any emotions towards her? And he says...
Sad.
I felt sorry for her.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That is just mean.
What you say?
Sorry.
And I think also from the Instagrams, I think Nick's coughing. I think she's engaged to, or married to somebody else now.
That's some hot tea right there.
Yeah. Shit. So this is all fake, but. Suspension of disbelief is what we do.
You know, like, but, like breathe in, get like a little piece of like something in your throat. Like, oh, God,
all the time.
That's worse.
Anyway.
So now, I need to ask a question. Do you think that, like, he doesn't think he cheated? Okay. Do you think he cheated?
Okay. This is a hard one. Let me answer this, but I have to like caveat with, did she really not hear from him for like months, and he didn't contact her on her birthday?
Let's say that's
then
true.
They're not together.
Okay,
that's an implied breakup.
Yeah. So now, I thought it was an implied breakup when we last saw them. Whenever we last saw them before this up,
season. When the key and all the things, and then they broke up.
Right. After he was like, oh, I've been working so much, and like, oh, we need to like that last communication was like, we're broken up.
He starts flinging and flinging like they didn't. So then now, well, you can't have
both ways.
He got
an email. He's like, hey, we're trying to do this next season. You want to be in it?
Do you want to be on TV again?
Yeah. Come on.
And he's like, I lost some weight, so yes, I do.
Yeah, maybe I can find another suitor. All right. Done with these guys. Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about him, not her.
I have both of them. 0%.
What?
Ed.
What do you mean? I'm talking about him losing weight.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about weight. Like, fine, yes. I know you're talking about him.
Okay.
Yes. I don't want to talk about Darcy's weight because we don't do that.
She looks great.
Ed. Ed and Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see. What do we got here?
Well, first of all, he only wants to swim in the pool, not the ocean.
Yeah. Of course Ed does.
Of course.
Yeah. And he's 100% sure that the sister had nothing to do with it.
Yep.
100%. I 100% think the sister, both of them, did have something to do with it.
Sure. I don't even think it matters at this point.
No.
Quite honestly.
He feels like he's falling in love with Rose as they bounce up and down in the pool. And
all I wrote is, I love pools. All I want in my life is a pool. But anyway, he hasn't told her that he doesn't want kids.
Yeah, no kids. The vasectomy. Yeah, let's just do this clip. Because, well, they have this whole thing, right? Then they do the poolside talk. The poolside thing where he tells her, like, hey, listen, you know what?
Yo, I know I didn't talk to you for the last, what? I don't know.
3 months?
7 weeks?
Yeah. Snip, snip. So she's very, very, very sad.
Yeah, because she's been talking about wanting kids.
Yeah.
And he hasn't said a goddamn thing.
She's like 50 million. She's 24.
24. I think she's 23.
Whatever. Like, when you're 23, that's what you want in life. Is like, I
want
to have kids.
And she's just been clear. Like, I want
kids. The whole time.
Yeah. And he says nothing until he humps her.
I only have enough
POS
love and money for you and Prince. That's it.
Gross.
She's like, well, I need time to think about this.
I love her face. Every facial expression of Rose is my heart.
So then Ed wakes up in the morning.
And oh, we get his undies and no top. Thank you.
I woke up early morning.
So as she's gone, Ed wakes up, goes out, looks all over the place for her, looks at the front desk, nobody, and then he sits down, and then she kind of comes through the mist.
But let's just... Sorry.
Go ahead. No.
We get Ed coming out of bed with just his underwear on.
Why do you want to talk about that again?
Because I had to see it. with no shirt, no pants.
Ed was good looking back when he was like younger.
Sure. He rolls over to the sunlight in the window. We see the profile. It is goddamn underwear.
What's wrong with that? If we're not talking about bodies and not fat shaming anybody, what's wrong with
that? I'm not fat shaming you. I'm saying I don't like you. So I don't want to see you in your underpants.
Double standard. Anyway, let's go.
I woke up in early morning and I want to think what you said yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she like sat in the ocean and let the water rush over her like ash to give her all the answers of the universe?
Yeah. You want kids?
Yeah, I want kids because that's my dream.
I'm 54 years old.
Mm. Okay, now listen to this. Now, I'm putting myself in Rose's situation. I've been out at sea, walking around.
She went to the beach for an
thinking
hour.
Thinking a lot about all the things that have transpired the last 4 months. And she's got a list. Her words are so sharp. She's ready to go.
She's a smart cookie.
She's
going
to let it loose on him.
I don't want more kids.
Why you not tell me the truth?
Yeah, when you date younger, you cannot expect a younger to behave like you.
You first lied to me about height, right? And then you want to give me an STD test, right?
Oh, she's making a list.
And about mouthwash, and why you tell me I know I have a sick and I have an ulcer. So I'm disappointed because you always embraced me.
5-strike.
Yeah, you forgot about the shaving
excellent
legs.
Excellent list. All valid.
Seriously.
All valid. Well thought out. I'm impressed.
I me love
feel
her.
A little bit personally. I think you not love me.
Oh.
I'm done. That's what she said.
Oh, my God. Look at those eyes. She's done.
Good. Oh, the stare again. The Rosemary stare.
If looks could kill.
Yeah, no kid.
And this is what really ticked me off. He's like, well, I thought I was here to see if I loved her. But
it's 180.
Can you believe she actually wants to question if she wants to be with me?
180 degrees.
You fool.
Flip it.
And then why are people like giving him any kind of fan love? He's not nice. He has a cute dog. I will give him that.
Teddy. You can see his roots though. He's been there for a while. You can see he's got like a full head of gray.
I don't care about that. He's not nice. He's not a nice person. He's selfish. I'll say that. Maybe say he's nice. He might be nice to a lot of people. Extremely but he's uncultured. Let's say that. No, he's cultured just fine. He's just not nice.
Okay. I don't know if I can fully give you that.
I think he's just selfish, actually. He's all about Ed.
He doesn't know how to like just rough it out and be like,
no, it's not.
Get his shoes dirty, you know, like just be fucking yeah. normal. Like, you know,
but
this
also
sucks.
He just doesn't know how to be about. It's just not about all about you.
Yeah, true.
You have eczema, baby.
True. Deal with it. These people live here all the time. If these people aren't scared the roof is gonna fall in, you're fine.
You're fine, and you knew where you were going, and if you didn't, you didn't googs it.
You didn't googs it. All right. Scenes for the next.
I fell in love with you on Facebook, and I didn't expect this.
I always give you a chance, right? But you're not deserved.
I've never seen her like this, ever.
In all the years.
12%. Oh, all right. So now we move along to... Oh God, I got so much on this dude. This guy, this motherfucker, David.
Okay, let's get you fired up once.
I'm not getting fired up over this guy, but he's back in Las Vegas. No Lana, his buddy Jim is there to pick
buddy
him up.
With the whitest teeth I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
Dude, you went through hell and back.
I am emotionally spent. I'm up and down, up and down, up and down this.
Well, at least he's got his cat.
Okay.
That's the closest there he's gotten to pussy in 30 years.
Oh my gosh, those couches are ancient. I can't. Ew.
Ew is right.
Oh, Nick's Petty Corner. Obviously, the couch was hideous. Mm. All of his furniture was hideous.
Mm-hmm.
He's got money, right? I'm supposedly he's done well off for himself. But like, what the fuck? Like, do you have no taste? Or is like, what? It looks like an RV inside his house.
His dream is to be in an RV. Baby.
Yeah, maybe that was his whole thing.
He's getting ready.
It was just his whole, like, what? Seriously.
Yeah, it was bad.
What was your couch like when you were growing up?
Oh, it was bad. It was like a brown, orange plaid.
Really? Yeah. What would it feel like?
I mean, I was born in the 70s, so it felt a little bumpy.
Like corduroy bumpy? Or
kind of,
like,
but it was more of like a plaid
woven.
Bump. Yeah, woven, yes. Okay.
So
it was the kind of couch where you could spill anything and it wouldn't show.
So originally, our couch was like this brown leather couch, like a light, light, light brown.
Oh, fancy? You were fancy with the leather?
No, but it wasn't. It was like a pleather. I don't think it was real leather. Okay. It wasn't puffy, comfy. It was like a hardish,
okay,
tannish brown leather. And eventually, it was heavy as fuck, too. It was a sleeper couch. Eventually, ended up giving that to Zach, and he went to NYU with it. And then the couch we got after that one is the one we have now, I think. Yeah, at my house. Which I don't like either. My mother has, like, horrible taste. And
no, this couch was... Bad. It was a sleeper also.
Yeah, sleepers
are the thing. I would, like, put my feet up on it, and my dad would be like, don't be... He like wanted it to remain like it was like a real nice piece of furniture.
Yeah. Do you ever have plastic on your furniture?
No, but my grandma did.
Yeah. When my mom first got her couch, the one she has now, she had plastic on it for like a couple of years.
That's the worst.
It's the worst. What is the point? So dumb. All right,
I don't think they do that anymore.
All right, back to the clip.
But after thinking about it, I still wanted closure.
Closure? Oh, what closure do you need?
You're close.
The door closed in your face when there was a dude on the end.
Tina, wake up, David! I want to shake like David.
Dating on the internet, it can be nerve-wracking for anyone. Maybe Lana didn't show up.
Right.
Because she's shy.
Mm. No.
Shy?
So what are you going to do now?
I'm going to hire a private investigator.
This guy's a real creep. I just want to spend another
couple of thousands. Let me spend more thousands on a lost cause.
Ooh. It's been a corner.
Okay. Now,
he's a fool.
What? Listen to. So we get this shot of him, of Jim walking out, and we get like a pullback of the room, and we see that he's got a motherfucking Bowflex in the middle of his goddamn living room. Like a Bowflex.
A Bowflex.
Like, God. That must be just like your.
The young people don't even know what the Bowflex is.
It must be like a.
Because you didn't have this commercial.
A clothes dryer. Like, are you drying your clothes on it? Because you obviously aren't using it. Like,
just, hey, he might be.
He's listen. Not.
Listen, I don't know.
Oh my God. Anyway, all right. So let's move on.
This is upsetting.
He gets a private chain, private investigator. Mm. 5 weeks later, he sends all the information. Then he gets Victoria.
Victoria's
to
friend,
come over.
Who's Russian? And,
yeah, to check to do the translating when he calls.
Because the PI only speaks Russian.
Right.
An investigator doesn't speak any English, so my friend Victoria has agreed to translate for me.
So you're ready now?
Yes, let's get to the bottom of this.
Let's get to the bottom, buddy.
It's only bottom he's getting to.
David is like...
Привет, привет.
Алло?
Да, да, хорошо, хорошо. Привет.
Has there been any updates to his investigation on Lana?
Sometimes I do bad editing. This is like a mistake on my part. There's parts that I clip out that I want to take out, and then somehow they left in. And this is like a part where I fucked up. So I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, who called that?
They find out this girl have several dating accounts.
That's a lie.
That's a lie?
What?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, it's a lie.
Gosh. Nope.
It's not true.
Dude, just take the L and move on. Like that.
She have many accounts with different names.
She doesn't have that.
She using the same picture with different names.
Oh my God, Yolanda 2.0. Please give it up.
Yeah, you cannot mad at her. She translate for you. Come on, David.
You're going to give all your money to this person on the internet and you and your cat going to be in the street homeless.
Yeah. Can you see this?
I don't really see
so
any.
Obvious.
I don't really see anything in here I didn't already know. She is not scamming. She is not earning money from the website.
Really? Then where did your $100,000 go, my friend?
You should holler at this dude.
And?
Yo, you and Yolanda need each other.
Yes.
All right. Question.
Hey, bro. Let's play a game.
I don't know. I won't play a game. But I'm going to ask you a question. His reaction, do you think it's genuine?
No.
You think it's just fake?
I think it's probably what hit. Okay.
Because I got the sense that he might literally believe. Like, maybe it was just good acting on this one
no.
scene.
No. Okay, you're right. Right. Assume. I am so curious at his reaction, but I'm trying to just be nice. I feel like, why the fuck did you hire a PI?
Yeah, if you don't want to listen to what the PI has to say.
And then you're going to be like, nope, nope. I feel like I work with people like this, that you give them all the evidence and they're like, nope, nope. And nothing is more infuriating than that. Like, I understand what you want to believe, but here's what the evidence says. And also, she didn't show up 4 times. So, I mean, there's that. Like, most people would have given up at one no-show. You gave her the benefit of 2 no-shows. Whew. But 4 no-shows? But she's just shy, so it's fine. I love Victoria's face in this whole thing. Cause she's just like, what the fuck?
Delusional.
Delusional, and it's sad. And it's
it is sad.
It's just, come on.
Some people just don't want to believe things. Like, you know, like, some people don't want to believe Michael Jackson is a pedophile.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also, I think he's a real creep because even at the end of this, he's like, I just still need to meet her. Like, buddy.
Yeah. And then scenes from next, you see him in the airport.
What like, are you doing?
It's weird. I don't
know. You're a creeper.
What are they alluding to in scenes from next?
This isn't it.
Shit.
He's going back to the airport for some reason.
Where are you going?
Lana and I are meant to be together.
What?
Oh, boy.
I don't want to be with her.
He's like a psycho stalker creep.
Yeah, he like showed up at her house unannounced. Like,
Don't ever do that. Ever, 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 ever. If somebody doesn't want you to come over, don't come over.
In the same breath of this delusional, let's go on to the next most delusional cast member we have, and that's Yolanda. And I dislike David, but I really dislike Yolanda.
See, I will switch that. To me, I dislike Yolanda, but I really dislike David. Maybe they should be together.
The least amount of time. She's already said that, fuck no, she would never do that.
Who said that?
Yolanda.
That she wouldn't do what?
Date David.
Where'd she say that?
Somebody brought it up.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, hell no. Not even he was the last man on earth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Yolanda. You could do worse. Like, you could have, like, a fake person.
Yeah. Let's just keep having sex with stock photos.
Yourself.
Anyway. Let's just play this clip.
Oh, my God. Hold on. It's coming. It's loading.
This is the reverse image.
I'm so excited because we're about to break her heart.
That's him.
It's a bunch of stock photos of the same. These pictures are everywhere online.
Obviously, it's a catfish. Handsome, muscular, and shirtless man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's still not going to believe it.
That was one photo. Let's try another one, too.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
David.
Look, what is the psychological effect behind being catfished?
Denial. Just denial. It's not even about being catfished.
Like you're
denial.
But the evidence is in front of your face, like boom, boom, boom.
Right?
And
people don't listen to science because they believe their conspiracy theories. Because
well, there's another side.
There's no other side. There's someone saying something and then there's evidence. Somebody saying something and then there's evidence.
Because I am an avid So I can't say I'm an avid conspiracy theory person, but I have conspiracy theories. Let's see this. I have ideas that people consider conspiracy theories that I believe in that I will defend. So I will definitely say that in that situation is different than this.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it possible that it's a coincidence that,
kind of,
you know, it's on the stock photos?
No, coincidence. It's not possible that it's a coincidence.
If he's using these stock photos and it's not really him, then who have I been talking to this whole time?
Huh?
Exactly what we're all asking.
Somebody else, duh.
Can be a girl, can be a boy, can be.
You're beautiful and you lost your weight and all of that stuff and you're confident now.
Got a lot to offer.
I mean, there is plenty of fish in the sea out there.
Yeah.
They talking about all the fish in the sea. She need to drink all the water in the sea. She thirsty as hell.
Wow. Yeah.
She wants a chance for William to come clean. She still wants to talk to him.
Williams.
Sorry. William. Whoever the fuck this guy is.
This guy is not real.
0% chance on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the sound. Stephanie and Erica. Now, she's got presents for mom. No presents for dad.
I don't know about this, but these parents own my heart.
You like them?
I love these parents. And this is what every parent should be.
Would you bring a present for the dad if you're meeting someone's parents for the first time?
I mean, I'd bring flowers, so who's that for?
Okay. But she brought, like, definitely female stuff. And then, like...
Okay.
Are you trying to win over the mom? Like,
I mean...
What?
I don't know.
Have you ever thought, have any of your friends ever brought a present for the dad? Unless this is like wine.
No.
Okay.
You bring flowers and that's for everybody.
Okay. That's fair.
For wine, yeah.
All right, anyway. Nervous.
So, because Erica's planning to tell her parents that she's bisexual.
She's coming out, so she's nervous.
And they're nervous.
Now, got a note. 1 second. We got our first two shot of Erica and Stephanie sitting together. But not our first true shot, but she got another true shot. They're like talking again.
Mm-hmm.
I think, no, the two shot again, I got Elisa. Oh, my.
No, they're talking together. Yeah.
No, I put two shots there too. Okay, cool.
So first thing, I'm like, oh, I love Erica's dad because he, like, you know, hugs his daughter and he's like meeting Stephanie. He's like, what about dad? And then.
Was that creepy?
No, he's adorable. There's nothing creepy about Erica's dad.
Wow, okay.
What I haven't told them is that I'm bisexual.
And tonight, I'm hoping to finally do that.
I think they know. Parents know.
She's a walking rainbow. They know.
So, what have you filled your time in with you two?
Each other.
I feel like we've done so much.
Have you seen a cuddly little koala or a kangaroo?
Oh, she's so nervous.
Put us as a we.
Mm-hmm.
Because Steph is actually here as my partner.
There you go.
I'm bisexual.
He's like, I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Come on, please.
Do you want some more fried rice?
I love him.
It's not a worry to have for a parent. It's no. Just it's just information. It's information, that's all.
I can see why she's so cool. She gets it from you guys.
Have you told your mum? Mm. I feel pressured. You know, everything's time for everything and everything's got a time. Look after yourself.
Aww. But wait, can I...
They're very supportive, that's good.
That's good.
Well, so before they go, Erica's like, you didn't know? Like, you didn't know? And then mom was like, mom's always know. Yeah. And Dad's like, I didn't know. And then mom says, too many people are unhappy because they're trying to make others happy. And, like, I get goosebumps when I think about this because, like, there are parents that turn their children away.
Yeah.
And that is...
facts.
The most disgusting, mm-hmm. horrifying, evil thing I can imagine is there's nothing Theo could do that I wouldn't love him. I wouldn't love it if he was a serial killer, but I'd still love him. But because of who he loves, you're going to turn your child away. These parents should be the,
what if
like,
he killed your pug?
I would he wouldn't do that. But if he did, I would want to know I would put him in therapy to figure out what's wrong with him murdering someone. But like, let's not compare murdering a pug to being gay.
I'm not comparing. I'm just thinking about what he could do to.
But I just like this is. Think about this. There are
I agree with you.
That
I totally agree with you.
Legit turn
disown their kids.
Their backs on their children, mm-hmm. because of who their children love.
Again, that goes back to who the person is and what they've realized, what they've gone through in life, what the realizations they've come to.
No, if you're
the beliefs they
a
have.
A good person, you don't turn your kid away, period. And I mean, leave me a bad review for saying that. But if you are a good person, you don't turn your back on your child, especially because of who they love.
Now,
I will stand by that.
Yeah, got it. I was thinking when I was watching this, like, okay. Dad blows it off, whatever. What do you think the conversation is when they go to sleep or when the camera's
Mom was like, I knew it. Dad was like, because mom's already like, moms know everything. Mom did. And
she didn't say she knew. She said she's expected. It's like
but like, all right. They didn't care. Like, they just wanted to be happy. But here's what really was the bomb of the day.
Good.
They didn't care if she likes a girl, likes a boy. Who the hell cares? But then the idea that she might move to New York.
Geographical concessions.
That's the bomb. As a mom,
yeah.
I would be like, oh, wait. Wait. You're going to leave me?
Yeah.
And mom is like, no, mom wants that, but like, you got to.
Gotta let him go.
Support your kid.
Does she have sisters? Or
I have no idea. Only? And then mom just hugs them both. And I like goosebumps. I have goosebumps right now because like, this is what parents should be. And I just.
Before they got there, Erica was describing what it might be like. They could be on the couch. They could be eating, you know, wherever. Like, Dad might be standing up in the kitchen table, like, while we cook. What was it like when you were growing up and you ate dinner?
We ate dinner at the table.
Did you have, like, a real table?
We had a kitchen table and a TV in the kitchen. So, uh-huh. There was always the TV on. It was always the news.
I hate the fucking news.
I know, but... We would eat dinner at the table, always.
So you always ate at the table with the TV?
Yeah.
You never ate at the table with...
The table in the dining room was for special occasions. That was like Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Christmas. Maybe if my dad made a pot roast, because my dad would make his famous pot roast. Famous. Like... And when we had that, it would sometimes be at the big table. Yeah. Or if people came over, because there was only four.
Sundays usually were at the big table for us, and most of the time was at the kitchen table. And the kitchen table is like it, all the junk, like all the mail, my mom's nail polish, all this shit that like
we didn't have anything on there, like, except the little placemats.
Yeah, we had placemats.
With but the placemats, one thing we'd be able to clear off
is the space where you would eat. The other space that on the table is my mom's shit.
Ours was like full of like
my mom's a all the hoarder, sauces. By the way,
your mom's not a hoarder.
Oh my god, she's a. Like, no, she's I not. Saw. Don't try to defend her.
You know what? You are your mother's son.
I'm not.
You are so much like her. Okay, no one cares. Let's close it up with Usman and
all right, cool. So you gotta sing to me. Oh no, sing to the next. Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
So I have a confession to make.
Okay, what is your confession?
She's gonna tell her mom.
Over
even though
Skype.
I don't want Steph to feel like she has to come out to her mom right away, I don't want this to be a thing that goes on forever.
Everything's always the problem with me.
And as soon as I have a problem, you just do this. Get the f*** out of here!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Glass is breaking.
That seems like some serious shit. All right. I don't have a percentage written on them. I don't know. I'm like, I honestly don't find it. Like, I don't know any
50-50?
I don't know any backstory, but I don't think I don't see them surviving the distance from. If I were Erica, I would not
Erica's
move.
Parents.
If I was Erica, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, don't I'm gonna come to parents. New York City and hang out with you because this is going so well.
I love her parents.
I'm like 23%. All right. Last but not least, the lovely. Lisa. All right. And she's like, yeah, sing to me. You haven't sung to me yet today. Anyway, she's storming off. That's where we pick up. But she's storming off and she's talking about alpha male versus obedient wife in like 60-40, yada, yada, yada.
She's talking with an accent, which is,
she is?
Really
I didn't notice it again.
Stop doing that.
She's been on this earth for 54 years. She's set in her ways. It's going to be really hard for her to like just abide by your Hausa cultural differences.
Stop.
She's going to fall in? No. Lisa is, this woman is clearly unhinged.
This man is not asking for much. Yes, she's unhinged.
She's unhinged. She's not
going to
change.
He's not asking for much. He's not asking for an obedient wife. He's asking for somebody who isn't Lisa. She's mean and bossy.
Yeah.
And she's... Nobody can handle that. I don't care what religion you are.
All right. So we do have a two shot of these two sitting down talking and holding hands and trying to talk about things, which is interesting to me. That says, let's give some light to the success of what's going to happen.
Oh, he's going to do what he has to do. But did you see the part where she's sitting there eating fries with a fork?
When is that?
She's sitting on a chair. She's got a plate. She looks pissed off because she's always pissed off. She's eating fries with a fork. It was weird.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of it. I don't look. I'm taking notes. I'm looking down so I don't see everything. But anyway, let me play this clip.
Why do you get angry quick?
Because you talk stupid at times.
No, it's not stupid.
Like an idiot.
Not only once I have to kiss your ass, you have to kiss his ass too if you want him to be in a relationship with you.
Our culture differences is so big and we never agree on what relationship should be like. I'm afraid that this love is not going to be enough.
I'm not Hausa.
Definitely not.
I am an American wife. There is a difference.
Yes, but you are marrying Hausa man.
Yes.
We are not going to stay as 50-50. That is all I'm insisting. For us to be together 60-40. I am going to be at 60, you are going to be at 40. So are you calm now?
Yes.
Okay, smile.
Her emotions are huge.
If Usman and I are going to succeed, he needs to know I will be his wife, I will walk with him, I will believe in him, but I'm going to walk right beside him, not behind him.
You're
going
to...
And right when she says that, the shot that TLC is showing is her walking behind him through a door. So as they fly him back to Abuja, or I'm not going to say that right, there's no time for a traditional wedding.
Oh, this is where she said, you didn't sing to me today.
Yeah, yeah. and then...
I wrote down, I'm going to say that. I forgot. Yep, I'm gonna say that.
They're looking for to get a courthouse wedding. She's commenting on the decor
of this registry office.
Yeah, exactly. Stop 1950s. It. It's fucking Nigeria. Come on.
And let's be clear. She needs a divorce certificate.
Yep. Is there such thing?
That's what I wrote. I don't know anything there. No, I'm divorced. I don't have a divorce certificate. I have you could do the court papers that say, yes, you're divorced. It's multi-pages.
Yeah. What if don't you have to sign something?
Yeah. Your divorce settlement, but it's multi-pages. There's not we get married, you get a certificate. You don't get a certificate that you can frame when you get divorced.
They should make those. That is something for a company to.
You don't get that
official divorce certificate.
As of today, you don't.
I think we should make a company that makes that, because could be some women would be like, hell yeah, I'm buying one of those.
I'm gonna frame that.
I'm gonna frame that shit and put it on my wall.
So I just wrote down. Well, she's pissed. He didn't tell her. She is a monster.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell me? I told you to make sure I have all the papers.
I told you 6 months ago. I told you 3 months ago. Blah, blah, blah. She's mean. Nick, if I ever sound like her, just say, you just invoke, you're being a Lisa.
Oh, God. That would send you through the roof. If you were yelling at me like that,
if and then I said, you're being a Lisa,
that would calm you down?
Because I would be embarrassed and I would run. No,
you wouldn't. You would be like, how dare you?
What you say?
You kick over the wings.
If I really was being Elisa.
Okay. He's tired of it. He's done.
He's like, she commands. She yells at me. Man, he's fed up.
He needs to say, screw it. It's not worth it.
He wants to go to the U.S.
I would roll the dice and be like, hopefully all this, exposing myself out there, hopefully I'll find somebody better. Yeah.
100% he would. Listen, he rolls in like, I love her very much, but I really need to go to the USA. It's like one time. Sentence.
He's so honest. It's the best.
Yeah. He's right. Really nice.
That's it. We're good. How was this week? You know what? The funny. Oh, no. We got a message on the Anchor app from someone who was like, hey, they wanted us to look into Lana and Dr. Drew? Not Dr. Drew, shit. Dr. Phil. Phil is doing an episode about marrying a Russian bride, and they're like...
Not Lana, the friend. It wasn't Lana, it was his friend.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Anyway, I looked up the clip, and it does look like someone on the show, but I'm not... I wasn't about to do it.
So, David's friend...
Shout out to the person who left the message. I appreciate you calling us. And she called us out. She called us out for not doing more YouTube content. Because I said I was going to do a bunch of YouTube content. I never did. We only did one episode of Where Are They Now? Or.
But Nick was like, we have a voicemail. I was like, God damn it. Someone's going to say something mean about me. Because they do.
Anyway.
I am actually a nice person.
You're a wonderful person.
Not according to people.
It's all good. Your personality is just what we display here while we argue. And that's fine. Maybe we should have another show where we talk about things that are lovely. I'm kidding.
Yeah. What?
Pugs. Anyway, we should definitely try to make some more video.
All right.
Maybe. We got all this time, especially now that I'm home.
Yeah, Nick has to be home now because.
Yeah, I was working.
We lost childcare.
We lost some childcare, so now I gotta be home all the time.
Thank you, honey.
It's fine. I'm great. I'm down with it. But yeah, maybe I'll set up some cameras and.
You could do this all day long. You and Theo can make a show.
Oh, yeah. We build boxes.
You built some things today.
I did. Anyway, enough of that.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We will see you next week. And how many more episodes? I don't know how many more episodes
I have. No
we have.
Idea.
This.
I'm just rolling with it. Here's the deal. Oh, what are we going to do next season? Is there another season? Because they can't film this.
Yeah, there is already.
Guys.
I saw the 6 people already.
Okay.
Phew. Are you really relieved?
Yeah, because I really do like this program. But with this quarantine situation, I was worried.
There's so much stuff. We haven't watched any Quarantine 90 Day. We haven't watched any it's behind
what now? No.
We're just really surface level. We gotta get
it. If you do like us, please leave us a review. That's nice. Maybe 5 stars if you wouldn't mind. But
change for the homeless. Change for the homeless. On a rainy day. I feel like you're just pandering.
I know, but you know. You just gave us a call. I'm not. I don't mind. I'm not proud. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.